Okay, so we're picking up on Daf Gimel and Beis. My understanding is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, most of us have done Gimel and Beis, as I can tell from the conversations. Some of us are already on Dalet, which is fine. And Gimel and Beis, the two basic things I want to Bli Neder try to cover today, only one of them, and then Mitzvah Shem Bli Neder Wednesday, another one. Today we'll talk about the concept of Beis and Shakel. So definitely everyone's seen that Shakel Tari at least. You don't need more than the Shakel Tari to hold cup in the Chabura. Chabur is simple. And then the toast on the bottom about Rov by, you know, Dina Mamanus, Dina Fashas, and Beis Din. Just a couple of Ha'aros. Again, it won't hurt. That Chabur won't be too difficult either, but a couple of Ha'aros in the toast, and then also a couple of Ha'aros in the Reb Chaim. Kunshus Seikos could see and discuss, but we're not going to talk about it so much in the Chabur, Amir Tashem. That'll be Wednesday. Then the goal would be to be on Daf Dalet and Chabu already by Monday. And given that I think the timing is good, meaning everyone's basically almost holding by Daf Dalet, so by Monday you should definitely have seen Dalet and Manalef through on the Beis Shakel Tarya. It's one long Shakel Tarya, it's not so hard. And we won't have so much to say on Dalet and Amad Beis. So it could be even after Monday we'll move on. So, but just so we know, we'll discuss if that's not good for anyone. But right now, so we know what we're holding, we're all on Gimel and Beis and moving forward towards Dalet. And by Monday, hopefully, we'll say something on that Dalet together. So, this is not the way you're supposed to do Derech Limud. Okay, the way you're not supposed to do learning is start with a Chakira and then try to figure out how it fits into the Gemara. That's not the way you're supposed to learn. So, what I'm about to do, the way I'm going to present this Chabura, is not the way you're supposed to learn. It happens to be the way I'm presenting, but it's not the way you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to learn the Gemara. And this is the way of Tversky always said, you're supposed to learn the Gemara, and you want to make a leaning on the Gemara, and there are certain bumps along the way. Rashi answers some of the bumps, Tosis answers some of the bumps. Some bumps you can't figure out, so you look at the Rambam, and he answers it. And sometimes there's just bumps that you want to smooth out that aren't answered by the Rishonim, so you have to say a shot to try to figure out how the Rishonim really did answer those, smooth out those bumps. But you're supposed to learn the Gemara, and then you ask questions when there are bumps, and from that you might find that there's machlokas about something you sotistic. You're not supposed to come with a preconceived chakira and try to shove it in, shtup it into Rashi, Tesis, and the Rambam. So we're not doing that. Just in presentation here, I think it'll just be smoother and easier to start with the question about the nature of Beis and Shakel, and then I'll show you, Bli Neder, B'siyat Dishmaya, where the Rishonim do and do not take a stand on that. So we have a din in our Gemara on Gimel and Beis, which is that there's a tzarech for Beis and Nota. Aseh lecha Beis and Nota. The other way to say it, seemingly they are synonymous, is Ein Beis and Shakel. You're not supposed to have a Beis and that's even, that's got an even number of Dayanim on it. Why not? So this is, I think, without any speculation at all. I think it's clear from the Gemara and it's clear from the Rishonim that it has something to do with Rov, Azlina Basar Ruba, which is certainly where the Gemara heads in that direction in terms of discussing the Chiddush of Azlina Basar Ruba. We'll talk about this another time, Bli Neder, that it seems from the Gemara there was a Havmina of not Azlina Basar Ruba. What was the Havmina? What would you have done if you didn't follow Rov? That's a discussion. Well, if not, maybe not a discussion, but it's something to point out. But the Gemara certainly is assuming there's a connection between the Netiyas HaBeistin and the fact that we need a Rov to paskin on the Din Torah. Okay. When it comes to this concept that you have a halacha, that you need a based in nota or not a based in shakel, what's the pshat in that din? What's the pshat in the din of ain based in shakel? So there are basically two ways to say it. The first way to say it is that it's a din in hachra, meaning we need to ensure that when we have a din Torah come before us, we have the right amount of dayanim, that whatever happens, there will be a psak halacha. That's true, like a freak accident could occur. Someone could say ain yodea, and then you'll have to be Mosif. But we want to set up a situation in which there can be a hachra, meaning we're going to guarantee that there should be a rov and a miut, that we shouldn't end up chas v'shalom with a chatzi-chatzi, with a half and half, and then we're not sure how to be machria the case. So perhaps one way to say it, the din, in ain based in shakel, is that it's a din b'hachra, it's a practical, technical din, that we want to ensure that we have an odd number of dayanim so that we can make sure there's a hachra, there's going to be a rov and a miut. Oh. Odinema, the other way you could say it, right, is it's not a din in hachra, it's not a din practically, technically, that you want to make sure there's a rov. Rather, it's actually a din in the chalos shem basin, meaning the kviyas shem basin is tali baha, that you need to have an odd number of dayanim. Less than an odd number, well, less. Different than an odd number of dayanim, even number of dayanim, is not called a basin. So is it that it's a din, technically, practically, you need to make sure you have an odd number so that you'll end up with a rov and a miyut? Or no, the pshat is that a beis din is not called a beis din unless it has an odd number of dayanim. It's a din in the kviyas shem beis din. What kind of chakir is this? Whether nafkamina? So l'chayra, one nafkamina is in a case where you don't really need a hachra. Let's say you have a maisa beis din, and we'll see if we have cases like this. You have a maisa beis din where basically you need a beis din to be present or to be poel, a certain din or a certain outcome. But you don't need a hachra. You don't need a decision of ro versus mia. You don't need to decide anything. So then do you still need a beis din nota? Is it still bad to have a beis din shakal? So if it's a din in hachra, so there's no need for hachra over here. So you don't need an odd number. You should probably have an even number, right? But if it's a din, no, this is not a chel shem beis din. The din in kviya shem beis din, the drushes in our gemara, Elohim, 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 it's teaching us that a beis din is only called a beis din in as much as it's an odd number of dayanim. So then even if you don't need a hachra in a certain case, you'll still need an odd number beis din, you'll still need a beis din nota. That's one possible nafkamina. Another nafkamina is the case of bidyaved. Meaning, if the pshat in beis din nota, that you need an odd number of dayanim, is that you need to make a hachra, you need to ensure that you're going to have a rov and a miyat for a hachra, you don't want to end up with a split decision. So then let's say you made a beis din of four. You made a beis din of four, you went against what you're supposed to do. And then you came to a decision, it was 3-1 or 4-0. So you had a hachra. So does that work? Does that din work? Or it's not, it's a pasul din Torah because it wasn't Ayideh based in Nota. So that depends. If it's a din in Hachra, then that din Torah should still be Chal, no? Because it was, maybe, we'll talk about this later, maybe this is not true, but that din Lachaira should be Chal still. Why? Because, okay, you should have had a based in of three in order to guarantee you have a Rov and a Miyat. You didn't, okay, for Falun, you didn't. But Lamaisa, you had a Rov of 3-1, so you ended up okay. So Bidiyah, then maybe it's fine. But if it's a din in kviyas shem beis din, then you nimsa, after you have this din Torah, that you had four dayanim, six dayanim, two dayanim, it wasn't a beis din, because a beis din shakal is nishkin beis din. That's the chakir over here. Is it that you need to make a beis din, a beis din nota, because you want to make sure that you have a rov for hachra, technically, practically, or no? It's not called a beis din unless it's an odd number of dayanim. Good so far? That's what we just said. You always want to start with a chakira and then try to learn the Gemara afterwards, right? Okay, that's the chakira. Those are the nafkaminas. So let's see if it fits into the Rishonim now that we dreamed it up. Okay. L'chayr, it seems, Pashit, that the Balei Tosas already argued about this. Balei Tosas have this machlokas across Shas. One standout Tosas, if you want to take a second to get up and get it, if you want, or get on your computer or whatever, Tosin Yivamas on Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. So on Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph, the Gemara is in Yavamas, sorry, in Gemara in Yavamas, Kufal Pamalaf, is saying that you need a beis din nota for chalitza. Ein beis din shakal by chalitza. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Tos there in Kufal Pamalaf, Dibro Maschil, the ein beis din shakal. So Tos there say, I will read it inside together, they say two deos that seemingly are struggling with this point. Tos say as follows, the ein beis din shakal, mosif in lein orechad. You got to make sure you have an odd number of dayanim on a beis din for a chalitza. Good? Okay, what did Tais say? Hacha gabi chalitza asi shapir, de ain based in shakil, mosif in alayim od echad. Why? It's very obvious. It makes sense. It's logical that chalitza needs a based in that's not shakil, that's note. De ha'ika kama plug de bimas nisin. Because there are a lot of machlokes about chalitza. I don't know. Roke in the dam. If the husband spits and there's roke, I'm sorry, there's dam in the roke. There's blood in the zaman. There's roke. There's dam in the roke, not roke in the dam. There's dam in the roke. Is that still considered roke for spitting for chalitza? As a machlok, it's tanaim. So we need to be machria on machloksas in the mishnayis. This is fascinating already. You need to be machria on machloksas in the mishnayis. So if there's going to be a machlokas in the mishnayis, we need a hachra. You obviously need a base to note that. Why? You don't want to end up with two people passing like, whatever, Rabbi Huda and two people passing like Rabbi Meir. You don't want two people passing like Rabbi Kiva and two people you don't want a machloksas. It's going to be split evenly. You need an even number. You need an odd number of dayanim. Says Tosis, it makes sense by chalitza. Aval in smichas par, dibayin nami shlosha. Why do you need three for smichas par? What achra is there? Kasha. V'yeshlomer the hasam nami ika plug the ibayin b'kol kocha. Oh, how do you do smicha? Do you need kol kocha? You don't need kol kocha. Machlokas tanayim in chagiga. So was that the first machlokas? That's the first machlokas in history, right? Right. So as machlokas, it's machlokas in chagiga. Smichas par. Do you need smicha b'kol kocha or not? This beis din is going to have to decide how to do this smicha. Oh, so you need a hachra. So you definitely need to have an odd number of a dayanim on the beis din. That's what Tosis say over here. First daya. So the Odi Shlomer says Tosis the chol duchtin ba'inan ra'i le beis din ain beis din shakal. Any case where you need a beis din, you're not allowed to have a Beis Din Shakal. So this have two deos. First, they say, it makes sense by Chalitza that you need a Beis Din Nota, not a Beis Din Shakal, because there are things you're going to need to be Machriyan. Hare, there's Machloxis in the Mishnayis about Chalitza. Smichas Par doesn't seem like it has any Machloxis. No, that also has Machloxis. Let's say Smicha B'Kol Chocho V'chule. So you need a Beis Din Nota to be able to be Machriyan those things. You don't want to end up with a split decision on which Tana we Paskin like. The Odi Shalmar, second day, and Tosas, nah, nothing to do with Machloxos. Rather, anytime you need a Beis Din, ain Beis Din Shakal. So the first day, Pashut, is saying that the din of Beis Din Nota clearly is Tali in Hachra. It's a technical din. It's a practical din. Lu Yitzuya had a case where there was no need for a Hachra. That's why Tosfos were bothered by Smichas Par. If you don't realize that there's a need for Hachra, for decision-making, for paskening Shailas, also by Smichas Par, and also by Chalitza, then you taka don't need a Beis Din Nota. You could be fine with a Beis Din Shakal. You could have an even number of Dayanim because there's no Hachra necessary. If there's a Hachra necessary, then you're going to need a Beis Din Nota. And that's what Tosfos are telling us in the first day, that yeah, by Chalitza, and even by Smichas Par, you do have machloksos that are Shayach Hachra, and that's why you need a Beis Din Nota even in those cases. The Arama in Sanhedrin, Yud Gimel and Beis, has the same point, that you need a Beis Din Nota by Smicha. He says because it's possible that you'll have a Mum on the Behema, and if you have a Mum on the Par, there'll be machlokos. Is that a Mum Kavua? Is that not a Mum Kavua? And you'll need a Hachra, whether it's a Mum Kavua or not. Again, seems like a tangential din. It's not that the whole Cheftza of Smicha is totally the machlokos that needs a Hachra, but details can come up. So you want a Beis Din there. Interesting to discuss whether that's whatever. The Adarama says you want a Beis Din there because that's note that because you're going to need to pask in certain shilas in the context. The same thing the Adarama says, by the way, on Yudal or Medalef about Medidas Egla Rufa, that it's shaykh to have machloksis there. I forgot, is it because whether we measure from the Chotam or whether we measure from else, from the belly button, from the, right, where we measure from is machlokas in the, I don't remember if it's Tanaim or Amarayim, but there are Plugtos, there are machloksos. So the Adarama says you want a Beis Din for Egla Rufa also, for Medidas, for measuring the Egla Rufa also, because there is Hachra. There is Hachra Shayach. So it sounds from the Adarama, and it sounds like from that first day in Tosas, that the din of Beis Din Nota, Aseilacha Beis Din Nota, and not Beis Din Shakal, is a din Hachra. It's a practical din. We want to make sure we have enough Dayanim there that we don't end up, we want to ensure that we have a Hachra, and we don't want to end up with a split stock. One thing to note, so fascinating, this Tosas and the Adarama are so fascinating. I would have thought that Hachra means, even in this first Tzad in the Chakira, Hachra means that what's going to happen is two Bali Din are going to come before me, and they're each going to have Tainas, and they're each going to have stories, and they're each going to have a Shach and a Taz and a Sma, and they're all going to have different things on their side, and I'm going to have to Mechriya who's right, who owes who. Who owes whom, sorry. I'm going to have to figure that out. So that's a Hachra. So I need a base to note this, that we don't end up being 50-50. Here, what's the Pshat? The Machlokas are what? Machlokas, and Tosa said, Ika kama plukti b'masnisen. You see in Tosas that even the hanhaga of Beis Din al pi a certain daya in a Mishnah is already considered a hachra. Meaning it's not something they're going to necessarily be arguing about in the case. But the fact that they're going to be knowing a certain way al pi, what maybe was already the minhag of the dayanim or something, but they're going to go al derech, whatever a machlokas in the Mishnah, that's also a hachra. So that even though it's smaller, you know, already seemingly probably resolved, machlokas, you have machlokas are behudin l'chacham. So we're going to pack like l'chacham because we're going to go basar rov, you know, we're going to halacha kerabim. So that's a hachra? Or thought, no, that's just like regular, that's part of assumed. But Tosas are assuming that any machlokas in the Mishnah already is requiring a hachra al-idei Beis Din. Very interesting. Okay. That's the first day in Tosas. So it seems like it's a din in hachra. You need a Beis Din note that because you want to make sure you can be machriya in every case. Second day in Tosas said, no. Anytime you need a Beis Din, it can't be a Beis Din Shakal. What are they obviously assuming? That's a din in the Chalos Shem Beis Din. That ain Beis Din Shakal means, as it's interpreted, there is no such thing as a Beis Din, which is Shakal. Meaning, anytime you have a Beis Din that's Shakal, it's not a Beis Din. It's Nishkin Beis Din. You add a Dayan, you take away a Dayan. As long as you get to an odd number, it can be a Beis Din. But if you don't have an odd number of Dayanim, if you have an even number of Dayanim, that's not called a Beis Din. It's a Din in the Kfiyas Shem Beis Din. That's why Tosas are saying in the second day, even if you could dream up a case, I don't know if you can, but even if you could dream up a case where there was no need for a hachra whatsoever, there was not going to be any machlokas between the dayanim, and there was no need to be machriya with a rov and a miyut, then you could taka have a Beis Din Shakal. Oh. No, sorry. According to this Dantos, you cannot have a Beis Din Shakal. But according to the first Dantos, you could have a Beis Din Shakal in that case because there's no need for a hachra. Yeah, Tosfos in elsewhere in Shas also sound like the first day, and Tosfos over here in Yevamos. If you look in Tosfos in Megillah, Chav Gimel and Beis, I think we referenced this in the very, very first Chabur on the Mishnah. But Tosfos in Megillah and Chav Gimel and Beis, through Maskal Asara Kohanim, right? The big, our Mishnah had that, those funny cases of Pidgeon and Shuma, where we had a seemingly Dinim of Beis Din with 10 people, and you have drushes from the Gemaras that. From the Pesukim that you need 10 people. So there, the Gemara Megillah is talking about that. Amai lo boy echad asar, they in base a shuffle. 10 people can do a shuma, can estimate how much this is worth. Why is 10 people okay? 10 is an even number. If you look in our Mishnah, it sounds like the Mishnah is about based in. So how could you have a based in shuffle? The chol davar shu tali sheomid b'shikla das, says Tosfos. It's a kasha to me because anything which needs shikla das, anything which needs a hachra, needs to be certain to have an odd number. So it says Tosfos, I don't understand this din. You could have a sara people estimating the value of this item. How could that be? It's a based in shakl. Hare, this is something which needs a shikla das. This is something which needs careful calculation. It could result in machlokas. You should need 11. Tosfos leave it at sarachin. They blab by sarachin over here. But what Tosfos are implying with their lashon, you see this in Tosfos and Arach, and also we'll see in a second, the Tosfos are implying with their lashon is that dafka here, because there's a shikla das, you need a based in note, not a based in shakel. Okay, Liyasir, you had a case where you didn't need a hachra, then you wouldn't need a based in note, but here you certainly need a based in note because this is going to need a hachra, it needs a shikla das. Tosfos and Arach and Yotesim Abez, this I think we quoted in the first Chabura. So they say the Hikshar Rabbeinu Elchanan. Am I in Tzarech Yosem Yasara? Same question. But how based in Shakel who? V'chol Milsa the Tulia B'Svara Tzarech Hechreya. You need a Hachra. If you need a Hachra, you need to make sure you have an odd number of Dayanim so you can make sure you ensure a Hachra. Yeah, sounds like according to all these places in Tosfos that if you could dream up a case where there was no need for Hachra, you wouldn't need a based in Nota. You could suffice with a based in Shakel. Because that Tosfos are bothered by this.
And if you happen to have a machlokas about whether there's a mum or something on the par, then you'll bring in a bestin, or without it, you could just paskin, or you always need the paskin.
You need.
Meaning what exactly?
Whether it's bidiyat or lechachila?
Right.
We'll get to that, Belina, there, but that may be talui in this, meaning. If the pshat in basin shakel is that it's not called a basin unless it's an odd number, then even b'diavad you can't have
it. We're not even within that. We're all within the hachra. Okay?
Yeah.
In case there's a shayla that comes up in the chalitza.
Yeah.
It's like what's pshat now? Looking at the person, they do a chalitza. They did the chalitza. Nobody says anything.
Right.
You have two guys there. That
right.
Know
so does it work b'diavad?
I don't think any shayla
right.
comes up.
Right. So. So we'll talk about whether it's true or not. But if you just had the simple understanding, maybe that'll be fine b'diavad. Because they ended up not needing a hachra. You're supposed to, the din was that you're supposed to make a base and notice that in case hachra is necessary, but here there was no hachra necessary, so maybe you're okay with the edit. I'm not necessarily endorsing that shita from Maskana. We'll see soon if that's true, but the basic hakiru might lead you in that direction, so it's good to be edit. Okay, but based on this tzad, so Tosfos in a few places, leave a tzarachian, like we said before. Tzarachian, how could you have 10 dayanim in the case of making this shuma of estimating a property or whatever for hektish? So according to the second day in Tosfos and Yevamos, it's not so shver, right? You don't. According to the second day according to the second day in Tosfos, it's not so shver. The second day in Tosfos and Yevamos think that based in shakel is a din in the chalos shame based in. You can't have a shame based in unless you have a based in nota and not a based in shakel. This case of 10 dayanim making an estimation on how much this item is worth, isn't that a problem? What would Tosfos answer, maybe? It's not a din of based in. It's not a din of based in at all. It's a little bit shver because our Mishnah listed them all in the same context in one breath. So we said that in the first Chabur that it sounds from our Mishnah that it really is a din and based in, and the Rishonim do assume that. But there is a Rashba. The Rashba Maseches Megillah says this Mefurash. He says that this case of 10 dayanim estimating how much a property is worth for hektish is not a case of based in, and therefore you don't need based in nota. So you could twist out of the kasha that way. You have a smuchim lakach from the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Gimel. Gimel, here the title of the section Shulchan Aruch is Shaman Karka Shalove, trying to estimate, again, make an estimation on property. Here it's in terms of Hava, not in terms of Hektish, but it's trying to make an estimation. So The Shulchan Aruch talks about a case of Shamu Ashlosha. Three people made an estimate on the property, and then the Mava Tainas was wrong, fine. But the Ramah says here, when you want to have Shlosha Acherim Bekiyim Yoser do a Shuma, make an estimation, says the Ramah, when they want to estimate the value of the three people, V'yecholen Eilu Shlosha HaShamayim, these three evaluators, what would be the evaluators? Praisers? Yeah? So these three guys, Yecholim Eilu Shlosha HaShamayim, Lihios Krovim Zelezeh. They're allowed to be krovim. They're allowed to be relatives. If it's a din, if this is a base din for estimating, for evaluating the property, so isn't that a problem of krovim zelazet, karvah pasul? No, it's not a problem because shuma doesn't involve din. So maybe if you hold, like at least the second day in Tosas, that ein base din shakal is a din and base din, if this isn't a din and base din at all, then you're fine. But Tosas clearly didn't assume that. The Rashba did, but Tosas clearly didn't assume that. And Tosas are clearly assuming that you only need a base din for hachra. But here you do need a hachra. So what's the pshat that you don't need a based in? Note that you could have 10 guys do the estimating the property by the case that came in our Mishnah. The Gemara Megillah Chaf Gimel. So three mahalchim in the Achronim. None of these are my own. They're three from the Achronim. Well, actually, one of them is from Yishonim. If you look in the Ritva in Megillah and Chaf Gimel, the Ritva says, like Tosfos, that the Geder Hadin of Ein Based in Shakol is that you need a hachra. But he answers the question. He doesn't leave it at Tzarachin. He answers the question. He says that shiny asara dishuma, you know, the case of 10 people estimating the value of the property is different. Why? Because generally speaking, there aren't machlokes about this. Generally speaking, everyone agrees. I'll read it for you. V'tama davar, shar davar shel shuma hu, v'lo shchicha ba chashash sheyachlok, v'lo shchicha ba plogta, shelo yaskimu kulam o rubam l'das echad. It's not common that they're going to argue. If it does happen, they get in a fight, so you'll add another person so that you could be machri of the fight. But generally speaking, when you do an evaluation, everyone agrees how much the land is worth. Everyone appraises it at the same value. That's what the Ritva answers. Interesting. In the footnotes to the Mosader of Cook Ritvas, so they have from Rechimach Stern quoting from Revelvel, a different answer, that based in note that won't even help in the case of Shuma. Meaning not that you don't need a based in note that because Hare, no one's gonna argue, but rather, even if people argue, based in note that won't help in the case of estimation, in the case of valuing the property. Why? Because what's gonna happen? Let's say we have five chevra on this based in. So they're trying to evaluate how much is this shtender worth. So the first guy says $50. Second guy says, yeah, $50, that makes sense. Third guy says, I think it's $55. Fourth guy says, I agree, it's $55. So now it's split, even. 50 or 55. 2 versus 2. Last guy, he's going to be machria. He says, looks like 53. Oh, come on, it's a third option. Truth is, it come out that if you had 5 or 150 or 111, it doesn't matter how many you have, you could have 111 different opinions. Meaning a valuation isn't putter or chayiv. Zakai or chayiv. Evaluation is, it could be a range of many numbers. So says Revelvel, having a base in note that just won't help. It won't help in this case because it won't add any hachra. So we may get stuck in certain cases not having a hachra, but having an odd number is not going to make it any better. That's why you don't really need an odd number. Okay, so we darshim sukkim to come to 10. Fine, so we know why it's 10. But you don't need to add one because what's adding one going to do? Let's say all 10 people, five of them say $50, five of them say 55. Adding an 11th is not necessarily going to be machria because he could say 53. It's not necessarily going to help. So Revelvel says, that's the pshat that we don't have a requirement for based in nota. We could have a based in shakal by shuma because lav dafka, that adding an odd number will help. The last approach that I know of in the Achronim, I forgot what results was also in the footnote in the Mosad of Cook. The Tzuri Avin? Yeah. Okay. So also in the footnote in the Rav Cook Mosad of Cook editions of the Ritva. So they're Mitzayin the Tzuri Avin. So Turi Evan was mechadish. This is amazing. I think we're going to maybe come back to this slightly. He was mechadish ledina, an amazing thing, that shuma needs haskamas kulam. Meaning, if you're making an evaluation on and estimating how much the value of this property or this item is, it's not enough to have a rove. You actually need everyone to agree to the evaluation. So in the case where everyone needs to agree, you don't need a rove, so you obviously don't need a bezin nota, because the bezin nota is not going to make a difference. So the Torah tells you 10, so you stick by 10, because you need all 10 to agree. If the Torah would have told you 4, you would have needed 4. If it would have told you 5, you would have needed 5. But odds and evens don't really play into this at all. This might relate to what we mentioned very briefly before, which is that the Gemara on Gimel and Beis says it's teaching us a chiddush of Vaselina and Basaruba. It's not even clear that everyone holds a Vaselina and Basaruba in every case. So they're teaching us a chiddush of Vaselina and Basaruba. So what was the Havmina? You know, what would you have thought if not for Vaselina and Basaruba? So Rashi says that if not for Vaselina and Basaruba, you would have thought that you need all the Dayanim to agree. Haskamas Kulam. Comes the Torah and says, no, Vaselina Basaruba, Achri Av Nahatos. So it doesn't necessarily explain the Torah Evan, but you see a little bit where he's coming from. Maybe there's a little bit of a precedent for this, that we would have had a Havmi that all Dinim, every case of Din, you would have needed Haskamas Kol Adayanim. Elamai, the Torah teaches you Vaselina Basaruba. The Torah Evan is saying that that Chiddush Hakra, Vaselina Basaruba, was never said by estimation, by Shuma, by evaluation. A case of Shuma needs Haskamas Kol Hadayanim. Interesting. Okay, three approaches to Tosfos Kashya. Again, Tosfos assume that the whole din of Ein Beis and Shakel is really a practical din that you want to make sure you can be machriya on every shayla. Says Tosfos, then I don't understand. When you have a case of Asara B'nai Adam who are being who are evaluating a property and they're trying to come up to appraise what its value is, so how come it's Asara? How come you don't need 11? Says Tosfos, it's certainly Tali B'Shikol Adas. So we saw the Rashba said, okay, it's not a din of din. It's not a based din. That's what the Rashba and Megillah says. It's not a din of based din, and therefore you don't need a based din nota. We saw smuchim lakach and the Ramah that they could be krovim. What about for Tosfos though? Tosfos think that it's a din, it is achra, and it is a based din. So how could you have a based din shakel? Three potential answers. One is what the Ritva says, that nah, nobody argues about Shuma. Everyone comes up with the same answers. The Revelvel, everyone argues about Shuma. So no one's going to come up with the same answers anyway. So you don't need a based nota because it's not going to help. The third answer is Turi Evan, which is that it doesn't matter whether you have arguments or not, because you need Haskamas Kulam, so adding an even or odd will make no difference. You always need 100% agreement on the Shuma. How are we doing so far? Okay, pretty simple. Okay, here's something Tif. But you have to look inside for this one. Rashi. Not certain, but just so you know, in terms of Derech Halimut as opposed to presentation, the way we, when we learned this, came on to this Chakira that we're presenting until now was because we noticed something interesting in Rashi. Okay? So if you go to Rashi and Gimel Beis, Menachem was mentioning this Rashi earlier this morning. I and Rashi, Sanhedrin, Gimel Beis, was the Ramaskal, Vein based in Shakel. Yeah, Vein based in Shakel. Says Rashi like this. The Gemara said, Vein based in Shakel, you have a couple of Elohims and you want to make sure that you odd it out. So you already have even. You want to odd it out. Why? Because Ein Beis Din Shakel. Says Rashi like this. Ein Beis Din Shakel. Ein Osin Beis Din Zugos. Zugos is Rashi's word, but as it was pointed out, Rabbi Per pointed out, that's really Chazal's word for even. Not just pairs, but also even. Ein Osin Beis Din Zugos. Tetzarech L'kayim Bo Acher Ab Lahatos. Because you need to make sure you're Makayim Acher Ab Lahatos. V'im Yischalku L'chatzayin. If they end up splitting into halves, in kan rabim, you're not going to end up with a rabim. Okay. Here's my kasha in Rashi. Again, it's dakistic. But if you look. V'ein based in shakel. Zok Rashi. Ein osin based in zugos. What did Rashi just do? What did I just add? The Gemara says ein based in shakel. What does that mean? We could just make a laning on the Gemara. There's no such thing as a based in being even. Says Rashi. Ein osin based in zugos. Wait, translated shakel for us? What did Rashi add? Doc is dick, but look. Ein based in shakel, says Rashi, ein osin based in zugos. Rashi added one word. The Gemara says, ein based in shakel, which sounds like it means, there's no such thing as a based in which is even. Rashi says, taich, ein osin based in zugos. Don't make a based in even. What's Rashi adding by saying don't make it as opposed to what it already said in the Gemara? So maybe the Pshat and Rashi is like this. If you read the Gemara Ein Beis Din Shakel, the Mashmos is that Ein Beis Din Shakel means you do not have a Beis Din that's even, meaning there is no shame Beis Din to something which is an even number of Dayanim. It's a din in the Kviyas Shem Beis Din. The Chalos Shem Beis Din is totally in the fact that it not be an even number. Ein Beis Din Shakel. If it's Shakel, it's not a Beis Din. Says Rashi, no. Be'emes hachi perusho. This is really what you're supposed to say. It's not ein based in shakel that it's a din in the kviyas shem based in. No, ein osin based in shakel. Don't make a based in shakel. It might be a chalos shem based in even if it was shakel, but you shouldn't do it that way. That's not the way to set up a based in lichat chila. even though Taka would have a shein based in, ain't osin based in zugos. Zok Rashi, why? The im yischalk ulechatzoyin ain't kan rabim. A practical, technical point. Because what's going to happen if you make a beis din shekel? Taka will be a beis din. It will have a shein beis din. Don't worry about that. It's not that you're going to make a... It's not going to be a zero. It's going to be something. But that something won't result in a hachra. Because it might happen, rachman tzlan, shema yiyeh, that there's going to be a chiluk l'chatzayim. And if you have a chiluk l'chatzayim, you're not going to be able to have a hachra. Says Rashi, don't make a beis din shekel because you want to make sure that you can ensure a hachra. So, nira, that Rashi is taking the side of Tosas in many places, the majority of the Tosin, on this issue. That ain beis din shekel, he's trying to bavorn what it says in the Gemara. What it says in the Gemara, it sounds like ain beis din shekel means like that second day in Yabamas. That ain beis din shekel, there's no chalas shein beis din to something which is even. Says Rashi, no, don't read it that way. It's ain osin beis din zugos. Don't lechatchila set up a case, and we'll get back to lechatchila in b'dieved, but I'm saying it that way on purpose. Don't set up a case in which you have a beis din that's shekel. It's still a beis din. It's got a shein beis din, but don't do it that way. Why? Because technically, you're not setting yourself up for success. It's not going to end up. It might not end up with a hachra. You're going to allow for a split of lechatzayim. Menachem raised the point. This is a machshava. I'm not sure. Menachem raised the point this morning that the Gemara's drasha is. It's one of those funny drashas where it takes parts of psukim and squashes them together, even though they don't read straight in a sentence like this. But I meant that in leshvach. But the Gemara says lintos acharav nahatos. So what is that drasha? What's lintos acharav nahatos? Isn't the drasha just from acharav nahatos? So I thought the pshat in the drasha, the pshutam shalvarim, is lintos acharav nahatos. The Gemara is telling us lintos, meaning set up the beis dinota acharav nahatos. Not just acharav nahatos that you want to follow a rove, but it's telling you the beis din has to be a beis dinota. Menachem just pointed out that Rashi. This Rashi we just read, when he quotes the drasha, he just says acharav nahatos. Tetzarach l'kayim bo acharav nahatos. Rashi leaves out he should have said tetzarach l'kayim bo lintos acharav nahatos. That's really the drasha. So why did Rashi skip the word lintos? So I don't know, but maybe I'll peep what we're saying. Rashi's again trying to telegraph: don't focus on the lintos. Don't focus on the fact that you have to be a beis din nota in order to be a beis din. No, focus on the acharav nahatos. Focus on the fact that this is all a practical din. In order that we not end up with a split psak, in order that we have a rabbim to follow. But it's not, Rashi saying, don't focus on it as a din of a lintos, that in order to have a shame based in it has to be a based in nota. No, it's osin, ain osin based in nota, ain osin based in shakel, osin based in nota. Lechatchila, you should set it up so that you're going to have success and you're going to have a achra. But it's not a din in the kriya shame based in. Do you have kashas on that? Stop that. Do you hear it in Rashi? Yeah.
Maybe this is more. Maybe taking us back for a second. I'm just wondering what the second day in the Yavamos would do with the day of Shmuel.
Yeah. They talk about this. So it could be a different question of whether Ain based in Shakel only kicks in once you have three, meaning. Does it apply above 3 to 4 and 6 or not? But they do ask on that, din, how come that's not a problem of based in shakel? What are the answers offhand? I don't remember the answers offhand. It's not all day based in, it's not a shame based in necessarily. Right. That I think Rav Schachter pointed it out that in a footnote in Eretz HaTzvi that the Diyuk in the Gemara is like you said. It says based in chatzav, so it sounds like they do have a shame based in. But I think one of the answers what he just said is that they're not doing the Torah said based in. Lamashal achad, you know, one person danin, like the Rambam, that it's not a shame based in.
Tosafot going to say that Shmuel's din, Shnayim Shadanu, the name din is lav dafka Shnayim.
Filu
achad. Filu Shnayim. Shnayim are not functioning as a based in, they're functioning as a more hara. So maybe there's no problem. Like, there's no, you can ask two.
So that is what some of them say about it, and again, that still might be totally in whether Chad Nami Kasher is B'Torah Zabestin, because if he is, then maybe the Shnayim are also B'Torah Zabestin. And the Diak, I think Rav Schachter had that Diak in Bastin Chatzav, sounds like they are Bastin. Okay, but in Rashi, people hear what I was saying? Nobody smiled, though. Okay. Give me some love. It doesn't get a claw, even? No? Okay. In this Indian, in general, and also in Rashi Bifrat, maybe one other Maramakum, which is interesting. If you turn to the Gemara in Gitna, Lamed Beis, so the Gemara there is discussing what the Mishnah was talking about, the case of Bitul HaGet. And the Gemara asks, Itmar, Bifnei Kama Hu Mevatlo, in front of how many people do you have to be Mevatlo to get? The Megarish is Mevatlo to get Bifnei Kama. Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Beis. Rav Nachman says you just have to be in front of two people. Rav Shesh is Amar Bifnei Gimel. You got to be in front of Shlosha, in front of three people. Rav Shesh is Amar Bifnei Gimel, Beistin Katani. The Mishnah said Beistin. No, not a pasuk. The Mishnah said Beistin. So Bit Laget must take place in front of a Beistin. Beistin needs to be three. Can't be two. That's Rav Shesh's point. Listen to this. Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Beis. No, we can still be in front of Beis. Aye, the Mishnah says it has to be in front of a Beistin. Says Rav Nachman, Lebei Trei Nami Beistin Karlu. A Bei Trei, two people can also be referred to as a Beistin. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Bifnei Shnayim, Debishlam Agabe Dina de Mamona Bayin Shlosha. When you have a Din Torah on Mamonis, you need three for the Beistin. Says Rashi, Abo Hacha Odue Ba'almahu Ubetrei Sagi. Here, it's not really a, it sounds like he's saying, it's not really a din back and forth, a din Torah Masa Matan. He's being modia that he's mevatel to get. That's okay in front of two. That's okay in front of two. Now, the easiest way you could say the Pshat and Rashi over here, I think the simplest way you might have said Pshat and Rashi, is that this is not really a din based in. It's edus, maybe, or something like that. This is something I couldn't point out. Maybe it's edus. It's edus or something, meaning you just have to be modia that you want to be mevatel to get. You don't need a dayan to sit on that case and preside over the case. You're just telling them that you're being mevatel to get. So you don't need dayanim. And that's why Rav Nachman says, Sagi Bitrei. But if you read the Gemara, it's not so glad, right? Because the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Beis, Lebei Trei Nami Beis in Karilehu. It doesn't sound like Rav Nachman saying, you don't need a Beis in here. It sounds like he's saying, you have a Beis in here, Al Yidei too. So how do you read that? So the other way to read Rashi, and I saw after also Rav Nachman said like this in his Chidush Mangitin, so you could look there. But the other way to say Rashi is like this. Rashi is saying that any time where it's just a hodah of alma, and it's not really a masu mata, and it's not a psak din, it's not a achra, then even though you need a basin, maybe it's still sagi betray. Meaning, two are also called a basin. That's what the Gemara says, le betray nami basin karilu, like the Mishnah said, basin mamish. Anything which needs a hachra, Rashi says, we're saying Rashi l'shitaso here. Anything that needs a hachra, says Rashi, about you need a basin nota. If you don't have a basin nota, you're going to set yourself up for failure. You might have a slip sock. You're not going to have a robe and a miyat necessarily. But in a case like this, where it's odui ba'alma, it's not really a masu matan back and forth. It's just the guy has to say in front of people, in front of a basin, that he's mevatel to get, so you no longer need a basin nota. You can't, if you hold that you need a basin, and you hold that a din in the chalos shein basin is that it be an odd number of dayanim, you can't possibly say that, oh, lebeiz nami kari basin. You can't say that, because what about basin nota? What are you talking about? But if you hold to all a practical, technical din, that you need three in order to make sure there's a hachra, so in cases where you don't need a hachra, then you don't need a based in nota. And that's what Rashi is telling us right here in Maseches Gittin also about Bitul HaGet. Smuchin Lechach is the follow-up of the Gemara. The Rashi explains the Gemara, if you look inside, Dibur Maslam Osrani Lachem. So Rashi says that Rav Nachman brings a raya for the fact that two is enough, and you don't need three by Bitul HaGet from Prisbal. By Prisbal, you also don't need three, and it's not simply because it's not the same as Mevatel HaGet, but it's because there's no Masa Matam, there's no Hachra, there's no Psak Din. That's what Rashi seems to be saying, and the emes is that the Rishonim says Mefurish. The Rashba, in his Chidushim in Maseches Gittin over there, says, and I'll read it for you, El HaHachi Kamar L'Shnayim Nami Beis Din Kar Elohu, V'Gabe Bito HaGet, V'Gabe Prisbal, both of those cases, De'enan Tzrichim Lisa V'Litein B'Davar. Since there's no masu matan, there's no back and forth, no hachra necessary, no machlogas, bishnayim sagilu. Not that you don't need a basin, but that a basin shakel will be enough in this case, because it's not really going to need a hachra and a psakdin. The Ritva says this in Ksubis as well by Kiyum Shtaros. Tosin Yavamos and Kof Aleph might talk to say that you need a gimel for prisbal. I don't know. And they might interpret Rav Nachman differently and assume that he means two for Edom, like we said before.
Lisa Belitian is the same thing as a
Hachra. Lisa Belitian means there's no back and forth. There's no Masa Matan. There's no argument.
Masa Matan would be two dayanim too, in theory.
No, but there's no, there's here, I just need to say, the person just needs to say in front of Dayanim, I'm mavatal to get. Nobody's going to be like, did he say he was mavatal to get, or did he not say it? Unless he stuttered, there's nothing really to pilpul about. There's no pilpul, there's no back and forth, so you don't need a decision making. You just need two people to be there in Mekayim, the Maisa. So Rashi here too, maybe Lishitasa, from our Rashi, if our Diak is correct. So Rashi Lishitasa, that based in Shakal is a din in Hachra. But anytime you don't need a Hachra, you don't need a based in Nota. Shaila comes up, I don't have a teretz to this, but just to point it out, the Rush in Nedarim Ayin Ches, this is famous. The Rush in Nedarim Ayin Ches is Perish HaRush. So he says as follows, he's talking about a based in four Hataras Nedarim. So Rush says, V'trei havu based in Shakal, Hilchach Sarach Shlosha. V'afilu l'shmuel da'amar shnayim shadanu dinam din, hanimilu mamona, that's in Mamonis, aval yisura mod d'bay shlosha. So the Rush says you need three for Hafaras Nedarim, for Hataras Nedarim, you need a based in Nota. It's also Mavuar and Tosin Babasa. Kuf Chafam Beis. So these were shown in the Bali Tosis think that you need a based in Nota for Hataras Nedarim. Can't have an even number on the based in. So I don't know. I guess the pshat is easy. Meaning, if you think it's obviously, if you think it's a din in Chalos Shem based in, it makes sense. You need a based in here, you need a based in there. So it needs to be based in Nota. What if it's a din in Achra? So what Achra is there? The guy's just asking about there's nether. So you need Achra. Is this a Pesach? Is this not a Pesach? You know, did this guy really have a charata, not have a charata? I don't know. There are machloksos about what did the nether apply to originally or did it not apply to originally. I don't know. There are machloksos that are going to come up amongst the Dayanim when they're mattering the nether. So you could, Rishonim do make sense that you need a base nota according to both opinions. What the Achronim point out, though, is that Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shuvis in Simon Ayin Gimel, he just takes a double pashat that Hataras and Darim works even if you have four Dayanim. So unless you want to say something fancy, that once you're above three, there's no din of aim based in shakel. So Rabbi Zichron Specter and everyone is a masik on Rabbi Kiva Eger. I don't understand. The Rishonim here tell you explicitly that you need a based in nota. Why should Hataras and Darim are different? I don't have a teretz. One thing we kept bringing up that we didn't finish the thought yet is, and Willie, this will come back to your point, is this a din lechatchila or din b'diavad? Is a din lechatchila or b'diavad? Meaning, let's say you make a based in shakel. They do a din, and they come out with a roven amiyat. Shalma Yisrael. No, we had a roven amiyat, so we have a psak halacha, that was muchra. What's the issue? So maybe b'diavad, it should be totally okay. If you look at Rashi, Rashi sounds like that. The Rashi we're quoting until now. Rashi says, oh, in osin, based in shakel. It's a din lechatchila, b'diavad. It's kasher as long as you had acharav lahatos. Okay, you made a based in zulus, so maybe you're going to have to clap al-chayr on kippur, but you got to a psak halacha, so it should be fine. And again, mistaber in the simplest sense, that's totally an Arach Akira. If the din of based in Nota is a din in Hachra, then as long as you came to Hachra, it'll work for the Eved. But if the din of based in Nota, of Ain based in Shakel, is that Ain based in Shakel, meaning there's no such thing as a based in which is Shakel, it doesn't have a Chalas Shem based in, then there's no Psak here. There's no Psak here because a based in didn't pass in the Shaila. What do you mean? We had a based in, there's four people. Yeah, four people is not a based in. Ain based in Shakel. You hear? So that's the simple way to say. But it's not true. What I just said is not true. At least not mukhruf, that's tali habaha. It's possible that based in nota is an entirely practical din. You want to make sure you have a hachra. But once Chazal told you that in order to have a hachra, you need to make sure you have a based in nota, not a based in shakel, so then Chazal told you how a based in is supposed to look. And if you do it the wrong way, the din's going to be batel. It's not going to be a solid psak. It's only a practical, technical din. Okay, but Chazal told you how to make a basin based on the practicality, based on the technicality, and therefore it's not going to be good b'diavad either. That's a very chashav. Do people hear that? Just make sure I get a head nod on hearing that. Right? It could be that even if you hold that ain based in shakel is a practical din, in order to come to achra, we need to make sure we have an odd number. Even so, it'll be possible din b'diavad. Why? Because Chazal told you how to make a basin. Well, their motivation was because they wanted you to come to Acharav Nahatos, but once they told you how to make a basin, you can't do it any other way. If you do it any other way, it's a puzzle that didn't be the Eved. That's not Mukhrach, I'm just saying that's one way you could say. It's a Chashav Ha'ar, it's important for the following reason. If you go down the page to Rashi on Gimel and Beis, Rashi Dibar Maschil Rabbi Yoshia, Rashi says, Dibar Maschil Rabbi Yoshia on Gimel and Beis, people probably picked up on this already. Where's this Rashi? Sorry.
It's the fifth skinny one. Rabbi Yoshin the big for last week.
Oh, what?
The fifth skinny line? Rabbi Yoshin middle. The first word.
Yeah, sorry, two parts. Rabbi Yoshin the big for last suye shlishi. Me lace based in nota. Shesar shloihe based in shakel. Kadeshi is kayan bo hataya afe rabin. Ula didei, according to Rabbi Yoshin, Arba'a Oshisha Ksherin. The boy based in Nota Kra Liisuye Shlishi Lamli. So, we're in the Cheshbon stage of Rabbi Yoshia's Shita. What does Rashi chip in over here? Lididei, according to Rabbi Yoshia, Arba'a Oshisha Ksherin. Four or six is a Kasher Din. What's the Mashmas? If you don't like Rabbi Yoshia, if you have a Din of based in Nota, then what's going to be the din by four or six, even number? Sounds like going to be a possible din. Meaning Rashi's saying the concept that b'di'eved, you could have a din Torah al-yidei, a base in shakel, is true within Rabbi Yoshia. But within the cholkim, which is the way of paskin, well, maybe, that you need a base in nota in base in shakel, so that psak din wouldn't be chal, because you did it because you did Aliday based in Shakel, or even if you hold, like Rashi seems to hold early on the page himself, and Rashi in Gittin, that's all a din in practicality, you want to make sure you come to a rov, a hachra. Even so, if you did it in Torah, Aliday based in Shakel, and you came to a hachra, even though you came to a hachra, it's still a pasul din. Why is it a pasul din? It's a technical din. Why is it a pasul? No, because Chazal told you how to make a based din, and you didn't listen to Chazal, so it's a pasul din. So you need that ha'ara to make sure that you know that it's not necessarily Tali Habaha, because Rashi himself, even though he holds the practical din, still holds, seemingly, that it's not kasher b'di'evit. It's not a kasher din b'di'evit. People chap that? Good. This question, if you want to look it up, this question of whether it's good b'di'evit or l'chadchila or not, so the Shara Mishpah Simen Yud Ches is the main Maram Makom about this. Kiles Yaakov talks about it in Simen Gimel. Or, unless they changed this, I think it's Simen Gimel for everyone. They changed the Simen Gimel the same in this one, no? I think it's Simen Gimel. He'll correct me if I'm wrong in a second. If you, the one Maram Makom to note is the Bach in Choshen Mishpat Simen Gimel Sif Yud, the Bach says Mutav Sheyechtach Adin Biyud Aleph V'Teidet Lab Dafka Kamar Dim Ken Kasha My Mutav Hapshita Dein Beis Nishakel Lichatchila Dein Beis Nishakel. So the Bach says explicitly that the din of Ein Beis Nishakel is a din lichatchila, not b'di'evit. If Dayan and Paskin on a base in shakel, it would be chal b'di'evit. It's machlokas in the achronim here. The shitas Rambam is not so clear. We'll end with this. The shitas Rambam is not so clear because he doesn't ever quote this din of Ein Beis Nishakel in the halachos. If you look in the Rambam in Aleph, Dalet, and Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes, Ir she'ein ba me'ev esrim, you have a city that doesn't have 120 people. Ma'amidin ba shlosha dayanim, you set a basin of three. She'ein basin pachos mishlosha, there's no such thing as a basin under three. Kedei she'ehei bahen rov v'miyut, im ha'isa b'nei machlokas b'din min adinim. So, it sounds like he's saying there's no such thing as basin less than three because you want to make sure you have acharab nahatos, so you would be tricked into thinking that. But what if you added to three a fourth? He doesn't make any mention of whether you need a based in nota or a based in shakel at all. So some of the achronim do taina that the Rambam didn't have his din of ein based in shakel. He didn't pass an ein based in shakel. He thought that the limud of the Gemara was that it's a sheer based in, meaning there's no such thing as a based in pachos megimel. How do we get to that? Because two and then one. But after that, you could have an even number as much as you want. You got fun with that, and they point to the Rambam that we spoke about in the very first chabura. The Rambam Perek Beis Halachi Yud Gimel that the Rambam says V'chol Hamar Beharezim V'Shubach. Remember that if you have a basin of three, that's good. If you have a basin that's more than three, Harezim V'Shubach. The more, the merrier. The better the Psak Din will be. Says the Rambam Umutav Sheyidon Al Yidei Yud Dayanim. It's best to have, you know, even better to have 10 Dayanim. So the Achronim of 10 is a basin shakel. So either there's an answer. I forgot who the Achronim were that said no. 10 meant 11. 10 meant 9. I don't know how. Okay, maybe. Maybe in Arabic. but what's the pshat otherwise? The pshat otherwise is that the Rambam didn't have this concept of the Ein Beis Nishakel. I don't know tzarchim, but the Achorim do make that comment. The we have to Mekayim this. We haven't Mekayim yet, but in the Rav Zolti in the Mishnas Yavetz in Choshen Mishpat Simin Dalid. So, did you stand up for him? I love that. So he brings a raya. This is Gishmak from the Gemara in Horios on Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says a line: Mea Sheyashvu Lahoros. 100 is an even number or an odd number? I never finished math in high school, but I think that's an even number, correct? So 100 is an even number. It sounds like you're having a beis din shakal sitting ludin. Okay, the Stipler talks about this. He says, no, mea is lavdafka. It means 99. It means 101. It's not crazy. The Torah does it. Why can't we round up in Chazal also? Okay. Rav Zolti brings a proof from the Yerushalmi, Gishmak, that the Yerushalmi in Aleph Beis in Horios says, implies that mea is dafka. Why? Because it says mea shiyashu and says that the rov is nun aleph. The rov is 51. So why is that a raya? What if it was 101 work, right? So maybe Rav Zolti also didn't finish math in high school. What was it? 50. What's the rov of 101? 51 to 50.
I guess it'd be strange for Chazal to round down as opposed to round up. It doesn't make sense. The 100 being 101,
That's already okay. I don't hear this raya so much anymore. I know. That's the raya that Rav Zolti wants to bring. You can look it up if you want to figure it out. I think, you didn't get Chosh Mishma. You only got Moed, right? Okay. But someone must have the Mishnah Zayavitz. I have it at home if you want to look it up. Somehow we had a raya from there that the rove, but now I don't understand as I'm saying over. Either way, what we saw together, B'siyat D'Shmaya, is that there's this machloka seemingly in the Rishonim as to the nature of the din, the Gedder HaDin of Ein based in Shakel. Is the pshat as it reads, Ein based in Shakel? There's no such thing as a based in that's even. And then it doesn't matter if there's a hachra shaykh, it doesn't matter if there's no hachra shaykh, you always need a based in note an odd number. Or no, the whole thing is a practical, technical din, that in order to come to a hachra, you want a based in that's odd. But it's still a shame based in, even if you had an even number. We were medayik in Rashi, Tosas across Shas, we were medayik in Rashi that way in our Gemara, very gishmak for me, that he adds the word osin, and it's ola din and acharav lahatos, because it's a practical, technical din, like Taisus across Shas. We are medayik that Rashi and Gittin, Mistama holds that way as well, like Rab Nachum also corroborated for us, and we just pointed out that the chakiras don't necessarily line up. Just because you hold that it's a practical din, that you want to come to a rov, doesn't prove that b'di'evit will be good as long as you came to achra, because as we noted, Rashi himself on our daf says that only Rabbi Yoshia holds that 4 and 6, even numbers, will be okay. But if you paskin ain base and shakel, regardless of the reason you paskin that, if you paskin ain base and shakel that you need the base and nota, then it'll be bad b'di'evit. According to Rashi, that's a machlokas in the Achronim. We're just pointing out that Rashi has a mashmas like that. And the last thing we ended with was the Rambam. The Rambam is very unclear, but he seems to be mashmit entirely this din of ain base and shakel. And at least one mashmos in the Rambam in Perek Beis, where he says that you could best is to have mutav, to have a basin of a yud, of a sar dayanim, which is a basin shakel. So if you hold of ain basin shakel, tzarechi, and how the Rambam could say that, elamai, maybe the Rambam didn't pass in his din, and the Shulchan Aruch also didn't bring it either. Okay, stop here.